people flew over in a helicopter, taking photographs the whole route, went back and said there's no old growth timber, and not enough forested land to worry about. And just from what I've seen from driving around, they probably hauled out 30 to 50,000 marketable trees. Right. Just over on South Main Street, they got a stack of them down there that's two stories tall.
South Main is this road.
Yeah.
The parallel.
If you went down that.
Yeah, I was just down
Turn right and you'll
there
see.
There was a sheriff there with his lights on.
Yep. Yeah.
And is that where they, was that the landing area where they brought a lot of the timber around?
Yeah, and that's from over there.
Yeah.
They had that up here too. You can see where the debris piles now. Right. Those are off of there right away. They pretty much cleaned everything up. Right. And they claimed that they would, they claimed they would put up all these silt fences. So I took them all the way up, quarter of a mile or so up there, show them where the fall of the land goes this way.
Yeah.
Once it's cleared. Right. Well, that big rain we had a few weeks ago, it promptly, there was no fences up. So it came down behind this place. There's a little valley in there. Comes right down into a freshwater spring that those three houses take their water from. Plus, what overflows then goes right down into my pond. And then what ran off up there was just dirty water. So it turned my pond chocolate brown.
Oh my gosh.
For a month or so. It's pretty much settled. But we're having a rain coming up this week. It's going to be all over again. And they plugged up my 6-inch pipe, and they are claiming that they don't feel it's their responsibility.
Right.
And I ask them what they're going to do about my pond once they're done, and they won't give me an answer. Then in my contract, they're supposed to give me access.
What do you get? What do you get per? What is it per? What's your right of way agreement as far as dollars?
They were offering the last of the people that held out just under $500 a foot.
And were you one of those last people?
Yeah.
And what were the first people getting?
Anywhere from 125, maybe up to 200, but not many of them went over $200.
Okay.
And but the people that held out, and the only reason we held out was we had a little hope, but the federal court, I think his name's Judge Parker, we had to go into the courthouse in Akron, spent 11 hours in there one day, and the entire time this judge kept telling us, if you don't settle, you're not going to get that much when you come back to court to settle it.
Right. It's either now or never.
Yep. And then when Nexus would make an offer, he would say, I think that's too much. So very impartial.
Is there a record of him saying that?
All the attorneys were in on the meetings. They all are aware of. Now, the one that we had hired, his name's David Mucklow.
Yep.
And he's very aware of the judge's intimidation factors. How they went about it.
Wow.
And the people that ended up in court pretty much just felt there's no options.
Right.
Take the best you can get.
Right.
And then hope that they screw up. So in my contract, they're supposed to give me access across their work area to get to my hayfield. Right. Now they're saying they're not going to do that.
Wow.
So there's and in order for me to get in my hayfield, I have to cut another driveway on the other side of their access. So in essence, they're taking another quarter acre, and they haven't mentioned yet that they're willing to reimburse me for that loss.
Jesus.
And that's the only I can get in if I drive the quarter mile down there and then drive, and I got to do work in there before hay season. Right. So then I got to drive all the way back across the hayfield, damaging the hay to get there.
Right.
And but they think that and they even went to my renter because I rented out. And they went to him to ask him where he could get in and never mentioned it to me that they were doing that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So they made arrangements with him where he could get into there and never made mention to me about it until after the fact.
Unbelievable story.
Yeah. And I don't want to mess with my renter because I don't want to lose him. Right. This time of the year, it's impossible to find another renter.
Right.
And I can't do it anymore because I've got that one up there and I've got two more fields down there.
Is this where you live? Do you live in here?
No, I live right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We own all the way to Comet Road.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whoops, excuse me.
Yeah.
But
what's your name, by the way?
Norm First.
Norm. Nice to meet you, Ted Alk. Yeah, this is interesting.
There's tons of probably tons of horror stories that other people have. I know they went
We'd like to hear them. I'd like to hear
them. Yeah. It was Ted?
Ted, T E D. Last name Alk, A U C H. I'm adjunct at Cleveland State, but I also work at a nonprofit mapping and researching the effects of oil and gas development. And we're really interested in hearing the stories, the Nexus stories. Here, can I give you my number? 802 343 6771. And if you know anyone that wants to tell me these kinds of stories, I'd like to actually meet them in person, but if we can do it by